At Green Bench Flowers, we provide floral arrangements or just a few stems for all occasions, anything from anniversaries to new baby to a prom date. So we provide flowers for all occasions and emotions.
I will be defined by your dreams, committed to my goals, yeah. Gotta do my own.
Welcome to Hustleburg. Thank you for sharing your time with us as we chat with entrepreneurs here in St. Petersburg, Florida. We talk about how they got started, how they built their business, and how they serve our community. I'm Brett Bittner, and I'm the host of Hustleburg, and I started Beyond Your Side Hustle because I found that most entrepreneurs lack the time and expertise to build their own digital marketing strategy and still get results. As an entrepreneur here in St. Pete myself, I love meeting and talking with fellow small business owners about what they do and sharing that conversation with you. Now, you may have noticed a few changes with the podcast lately. One of the biggest is that we're now doing video. So if you're only listening to this episode, whether it's on your favorite podcast player, RadioSt.Pete.com, or Sunshine 96.7 FM, please know that this episode and all future episodes are available for you to view on YouTube and BeyondYourSideHustle.com. Just visit BeyondYourSideHustle.com/YouTube to subscribe or to watch your favorite episode of Hustleburg. If you find anything of value in this episode, I encourage you to subscribe. And if you would, also rate and review the episode as well, because it sends us the right signals to know how the conversations add value for you. Finally, if you're interested in being a guest in an upcoming episode and you own a small business here in St. Pete, let us know by visiting BeyondYourSideHustle.com/podcast guest. So, Frank, why are you sending emotions through flowers at Green Bench Flowers?
When people send flowers, it's more than just some organic stuff in a vase being sent places. There's always an emotion behind it, whether it's, I'm sorry for your loss, whether it's the I love you, whether it's something as simple as a happy administrative assistance day. There's always emotions behind it. So that's what we like to think that we do more so than just providing flowers for an occasion.
Now, what is it that you think sets you apart from other florists here in St. Pete?
You know, there's an interesting way that some flower shops go about things. There are some that like to focus very much on events, and you can't walk in to grab a bouquet, just because. So they'll craft you something wonderful for your events, and it'll be lovely. And there's other places that maybe they try to just get some stems out the door. It's a kind of an accessory, and they're really just fielding 1-800 flowers or whatever. So they have front of the house, very small, back of the house, that's where the work is, not a lot of interaction. We work up front. You come in, you can see the whole shop. We give anything from one stem of a daisy that you just want to grab for $2 up to, some $500 centerpiece in the middle of the stage. And so I think it's the variety. We don't exclusively go for that big money item, but we'll do it. We'll do pretty much anything people want. And I think that the lack of restriction is probably what makes us unique.
Now, Frank, what inspired you to join the family business, and what was transitioning to you at the helm like?
Well, that's kind of funny thing about, so my family business is the arts, actually. And so, the flower shop before I owned it was this woman named Shelley, who did a wonderful job, and she provided flowers for all sorts of things in our family. The building where it's located, the Snell Arcade, is actually, my family has a condo. My mother lives up on the third floor of it. So I've known Shelley and head designer Alan for just years and years. I mean, they were on a first name basis with our family dog. So it's not technically my family's business, but my mother and I, who are in the business of the arts, we were looking to start up a photography-related organization. And then we found a neat little spot in the arcade that has no frontage. And we thought, man, that flower shop, which just happened to be, Shelley was looking to retire. We're like, that'd be a great gift shop. And then, of course, keep the flowers. And so we moved forward with that. Little hiccups on the photography front, so that never really came to fruition. But it was like, well, flower shops are nice. So it ties in with our organization mission of pushing the arts forward, which the other arts organizations in Kansas City. So that's a little different.
Now, who is the ideal buyer that you serve? You kind of shared that there aren't any limitations because you aren't segmenting who you're looking to do. You're not just fulfilling 1-800 flowers orders, and you're not focused on prom or anniversaries or seasons specifically. So who's the person that's coming into Green Bench most likely?
And that is the nice thing. It is literally everyone. We have, so Alan, our head designer, likes to talk about, he's been the head designer for about 30 years. So he says he's, you know, deliver flowers for an anniversary. And that same person might call him up and say, I need new baby flowers. And then, you know, fast forward years later and suddenly they need prom flowers. And then prom flowers sometimes lead to wedding flowers again. And, right. And the cycle continues. But, you know, we have people that walk, like I said, they're walking out of the street for, they just want a flower, two flowers, or just a couple little grab and go things. And then we also do these parties that have budgets that are crazy, you know, that have lots of texture, lots of scale, high, low. And so the nice thing is, it's, I mean, if you're in St. Pete or much of Pinellas County, I mean, we've got you.
Now, what resources do you have at your disposal that are helping to guide you in building this business beyond where it was when you started? Are there any books or podcasts or video series? Is there a business coach involved? What do you have that you're able to bounce ideas off of or learn from?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a couple of magazines out there where you can keep up with trends. Sure. So you can see, you know, that kind of stuff. I think Florist Review is the name of one of them. So you can kind of see what things are coming. Really, Pinterest is great for that too. Not necessarily on your own, but as you take bridal appointments or things like that, they've got a wealth of Pinterest boards. And you can kind of use, I mean, it's customer feedback, but it's customer feedback sure. with access to the world of knowledge. So keeping up with trends seems to be important. Beyond that, it's kind of the basics of business school, you know, 101, where you you want to maximize your profit, but there's only two ways you can learn to do that to stay in business, you know. And one, people think raise prices, and the other, of course, that we learned is the best way is to control cost. So I mean, it's more textbook that where we want to give everyone the best deal. We want people to not feel like they're overextending themselves. And so what we've done is gone into trying to find the best deals and flowers that we can, so we can then relay them to people. We've cut out labor. A lot of other flower shops do labor. You say wedding flowers, they automatically just, you know, jack the price way up. No matter what, you know, if you're buying 12 roses for a wedding, 12 roses for a funeral, 12 roses for anything, it's going to be the same cost as 12 roses, you know? And so, but pretty much just, it's basic business principles, supply and demand, and then just listening to customers and giving people what they want. You know, we're not there to force stuff. We want people to come back, and they only come back when they feel happy with with their purchase and their experience.
Now, what is the most interesting story that you have, that kind of comes around as a result of having provided flowers? I mean, obviously we know about the regular holidays or saying I'm sorry or sending flowers for a funeral or a celebration of life, but what's something really interesting that you can share? Just a story that came from Green Bench.
You know, it's kind of an, I'm sorry. And this is in flowers, there's a little bit of professional discretion you have to have from time to time. Sure. But we had this one fella come in and he's like, okay, I want 9 roses. He's like, I want 9 roses. I want this. I want them wrapped up. And he's kind of giving us all these specific notes. I was like, okay. And so he's like, will you write the card for me? I was like, sure. So, you know, I sit down and it was one of these, you know, baby, I'm sorry. I messed up. I learned from my ways. Be a better guy. I'm sorry. And I was like, okay. So I was like, all right, let me ring you up. He's like, no, hold on. I've got one more bouquet of flowers. He's like, I need another 9 roses. And that one was, hey girl, like, you know, hey, I'll call you later today. And I was just like, oh no.
Wow. Sure.
And, but it's, I'm not saying it's the happiest story, but it was pretty funny in retrospect. And I imagine his social calendar is full and has been worked out on his own.
His dance card definitely sounds full.
Not fuller than mine ever was.
Now, what is one thing that you would like every member of the Hustleberg community to know about flowers and florists?
I guess the most important thing is anybody that has like a national advertising budget is probably not who you want to go through. To not disparage any services, any of them that you do call, a lot of times the way that works is they'll show you a picture that their marketing company came up with. They give you a price that they determined was a good price. And then they, oh, we're going to deliver it to. So you get, okay, we got this arrangement for $50, let's say. And so you go, I'm going to send it to my grandmother. And so they'll send the order to a local shop. And then the local shop goes, well, first of all, some of those flowers aren't in season. And second of all, the price of this is twice what you quoted. And then you only give us 70% of that price. So, you know, it's like, we can't afford to do that. And they say, well, you either pay the penalty, so just pay us for nothing. It's like, or right. Make substitutions for cost. It's fine. And so you go, well, it's not going to look anything like it. And so you do that. You deliver the flowers. And the recipient, typically the recipient's pretty happy, but they send a picture to the sender. And they go, well, that's not what I sent at all. And what happens is the local flower shop ends up taking most of the grief. And the wire service keeps their 30% because they're just a bank service. They're not a florist. And so that's a lot of people that have had bad experiences with florists. It's more so about that they haven't been working with a local florist directly. So even if you're listening to this from some other town, or if you're in St. Pete sending flowers to Denver, Colorado, go find a local florist, talk to them directly. You'll get the most money in flowers. They'll actually tell you what's fresh. You'll get the best service that way, and there'll be somebody accountable. So I'd like to say I had some big secret that would help us, but in general, just always work with the local florist, even if they're competing with us.
Yeah, I've actually come to find that is the best way to do it. Now, for people who are watching or listening, Hustleberg, they've heard me say this pretty much every time I ask this question, but I don't like to look at what some describe as failures as such. I look at them as lessons that I'm learning along this journey. What is the most important lesson thus far that you've learned with Green Bench?
I would say with Green Bench specifically, it is to keep tabs on inventory controls when you deal with perishable goods. Yeah, and I was lucky when I came involved. Our head designer has a lot more experience than me, so he has a lot of just gut knowledge. Let's order this. Let's try this. And so I wanted to try some different flowers, just mix things up, see some things, and some worked, some didn't. But at the end of the day, what will make you sink or swim is that inventory cost. All the others you can plan for, you know. Your power bill, more or less, you know what your rent is going to be. That's the thing that sink or swim, cause you to sink or swim. That's where we've really spent some work fine tuning over the years.
Now, what are some of the most inspiring things that you've had the opportunity to work on within the community, specifically the kind of bubble that you operate in, as well as the Pinellas County community at large?
Yeah, and we've done lots of events that people hold dear to their heart, you know, so there's been a lot. Really, one of them I don't know if it's inspiring, but the one it was touching is there's a group that does pediatric cancer research. And so one way they fundraise is they schedule these walks in different cities. And so one was coming to St. Pete, and it was just basic. They pass out roses to parents who've lost children, parents who haven't lost children. And so, you know, it was a small donation of, you know, 25 roses or, you know, something minimal like that. But we did it a couple of years when they kept having the walk here. And so it wasn't anything of any great consequence, but you got to see how much just something as basic as one flower to somebody, how it could have a lot of emotional weight, even if it is simple.
Now, what are some of the things that you're doing to help build your brand and make people aware of what Green Bench Flowers offers? You noted you have the front space for a lot of walk-in, but what are some of the things that you're getting or driving people to you to fulfill those orders?
Yeah, I wish I was better at social media. I kind of am not good at it. I hate it.
Okay.
But, so we've been able to use Instagram time to time to get interactions that way. A little bit with Facebook too. But Yelp has actually been the most effective for this industry. For other art stuff I've done out in Kansas City, it's not been overly effective for driving traffic. But we get you know, people that come to purchase, stay long, browse. And with just a minimal sort of monthly ad budget that, you know, you can manage. Sounds like I'm making an ad for Yelp here, but it really has been the great resource as far as, because with that, people have then gone to Google Maps, leave reviews, or to Facebook. So now people are finding us through, you know, the
multiple
kind of base
places. Sure.
Yeah. But we find that, like, knowing where, because you can get the traffic, you can get the drive-by traffic, the local traffic. Sure. People, oh yeah, there's that place I see all the time. But getting into everybody else who knows, I want to send flowers. I know it's to St. Pete, or maybe I know it's to downtown. How do I find the right shop? Because it's just, I know I don't want to do 1-800 or whatever. Right. And so, yeah, trying to maximize all the different review sites using the ads on Yelp, but then also taking the time to responding to the ads, whether it's, I mean, not the ads, the reviews, whether spam reviews to make sure they're flagged, or, you know, responding to maybe one with some criticism or even the positive ones, and just that engagement.
So how much would you say, when you take a look at the time that you spend working on Green Bench, how much would you say you work in the day-to-day of the business versus on your business to develop and grow toward your goals for Green Bench Flowers?
I would say it is, unfortunately, almost all day. We had some staff turnover. So when we've had a nice full staff of people that can kind of take a day-to-day management role, I can reach out and do other things. Recently it's been feeling like it's all just day-to-day and making it work. But these cycles go, we've had a few good interviews over the last 2 weeks. I'm hoping to bring some people in now where we can really start to reach out and explore some new things, but I'm not doing the 30-30-30 or whatever it is very well.
sure.
Or backing her. It's not going well.
Now, you mentioned Kansas City several times. Are you a native there and have moved to St. Pete?
No, actually, I'm from Memphis originally. Okay. I moved to St. Pete in 93. But at some point, so my mother was involved in the Morian Art Center downtown for a while. And then after that, she went out to Kansas City to work in this art center that had a private collection, you know, only a few shows a year. It was a lot less hustle and bustle than St. Pete, the Morian at the time. And so then, because she's kind of a finance ninja, she ended up accidentally becoming the CFO of this crane company out there. And And so suddenly trying to get a little art center, and there was also a ceramics entity out there called Red Star Studios that looked like they were going to be shuttering their doors, unfortunately, just for different reasons. And so it was a way to bring a hands-on component into what was largely just a field trip and, you know, galleries for people's enjoyment. But there's no commerce, no classes, nothing like that. And so suddenly she was in this pickle where she didn't have the bandwidth, and she'd never really started up in any business before. So she reached out to see if I could help. And
here you are.
Business of art for a while. So I jumped in. Yep.
Well, it sounds like since 93, that's almost a native, I would say, because it's very rare that I come across someone here in St. Pete that is actually from St. Pete. But I do come across a lot of business people who have been here for a significant amount of time. And I got to be honest, if it's been more than 20 years, you're almost a native.
I say so. Bergian bound. That's Alan, though. He's our head designer. He's a third generation St. Petersburgian.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's the stories he has is great, because like when 275 was cut through, he said he had a dirt bike at the time, and so there's basically one big dirt trail that went all the way through the city.
Oh, it's wow. Like, now, when you aren't working, what are some of your favorite things to do in and around town?
Well, my family and I, we like to do the beach. We've got, you know, friends with boats. We like to be out on the water. A lot of things like that. Beach, pool, boat. I don't know. I guess water is the central thing.
Sure.
Checking out the restaurants downtown or by the water is always fun, too. So that, and with so many, I got a bunch of nieces and in town too. So with all the family in town, it's always seems to be water or family.
Got it. Now, what are some of your favorite local businesses that you guys like to support?
Well, we go out to Krabby Bill's a lot. There's downtown Nouvelle, is where my wife gets her nails in. So, Twee, I don't know if anyway, Twee has Nouvelle and La Vie and Central Cleaners and, Tropez. So she's been kind of a one-woman terror in the Central Avenue business
realm.
Yeah. Well, you support hers. Good pho, if you like pho. I don't know. There's too many good places in town to mention.
Where can people find out more about you and about Green Bench Flowers and connect with you? I'm looking for your website, social media, all of that. For those of you who are strictly listening, whether it's through your favorite podcast player on RadioSt.Pete.com or Sunshine 96.7, this is all in the show notes, which you'll be able to find at BeyondYourSideHustle.com/GreenBenchFlowers. So, Frank, where can people find out more about you and connect?
GreenBench.com is the best way. That's got links to everything else. We have a Facebook page. Like I said, I'm bad at it. We've got an Instagram page. I'm bad at it. So there's pictures here and there, but GreenBench.com will at least get you there, and that's the best place to go for updates.
All right, fantastic. Frank, thanks so much taking some time out of hunkering down as we await Elsa's arrival momentarily. I want to thank you for taking the time today.
No problem. I don't get out of bed unless it's a category 3.
Hey, you did it. You've just listened to Hustleberg. Hustleberg is produced by Beyond Your Side Hustle, where we help you craft an awesome strategy for your business and build a community that supports you today and in the future. We help budding entrepreneurs go beyond their side hustle and into the business they're dreaming of. If we provided you with something valuable with this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast player, especially you Apple Podcast listeners. This is something that only takes a few seconds that will help us shine the spotlight on all the great businesses St. Pete has to offer and grow our community. Speaking of great businesses here in St. Pete, if you're a small business owner here and you'd like to share the story of your business with the Hustleberg community, please let us know by visiting BeyondYourSideHustle.com/podcast guest. Did you know that at Beyond Your Side Hustle, we're helping small business owners reach ideal engagement on any social media platform with a free 3-week training by email? It's available for you at BeyondYourSideHustle.com/3weeks. You can also find a link for it in the show notes. Start right now to learn how you can fix your feed to serve you, start engaging on social the right way, and create a community around you and your business. The opening music in this episode is Defining Your Dreams by my friend, Rhymer Educator. I encourage you to check him out on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to great music. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to sharing with you how we do business in the Berg.